Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Mark, a new broad-based tariff on China has closed the de minimis loophole that allows goods to be shipped directly from overseas to American customers without any customs declaration, so long as the value of each package is under $800. And companies like Temu and Shein, they'll no longer be exempt from tariffs and other taxes. Just your thoughts from your perspective overall on this and how it may affect your business and others locally going forward.
Yeah, it's about time. You know, I've been, I'm owner of General Welding and Fabricating, but I, you know, opened the Made in America stores back April of 2010, and we're almost 15 years strong, Brighton. And I believe, you know, our mission statement at the Made in America store has been since day one, you know, to increase American manufacturing for our children's future. And anything we can do to level the playing field, you know, that area, tariffs, a fee. I always said if you want to grow America, tax or put fees on the imports. We have to do this for 5 years. I believe in global. I believe in 50-50 fair trade. But America has been getting taken advantage of for a long time. I almost have 15,100% products that are Made in America store in Alma, our flagship store. But we have nothing that plugs in or takes a battery. That's a problem. You know, so I am all for... you know, if you don't like tariffs, buy American, buy local, support the country you live in.
How do you feel and how do you see this making U.S. products more competitive with foreign-made ones or even other local manufacturers?
Yeah, well, it'll, you know, level the playing field. You know, with China specifically, I lost a major account back in 2007, a $3 million account. That is what caused me to do what we do. You know, China, a lot of times it's an inferior product. They don't follow our quality standards. You know, they're using child labor, you know, things that we don't believe in. So when you buy made in China, I say put it back because you're actually buying things and supporting things I know most people don't agree with. You know, America, you know, it somehow has lost its balance. We're so out of balance. We don't make a lot of things here. Again, I have 1,500 products or 15,000 products, and we support a little over 500 privately owned American businesses. But, you know, we need to help these American businesses. I want to see the tariff money, though, used to support our American companies, help American manufacturers, and also we got to work on our education system, bring back metal shop, wood shop in schools. Industrial arts can't be a bad word. We have to, you know, train skilled trade workers because you can't grow our country without having workers. And, you know, my point there is I want to know where this tariff money's going, but I absolutely believe we need the tariffs, level the playing field, and get our country healthy again in the manufacturing sector.
In what ways do you feel more that, especially with these tariffs, how it can get the country back on the fast track and really kind of put themselves, you talk about leveling the playing field. What ways do you feel that maybe that could be accelerated to get there as soon as possible with these tariffs as a result?
Yeah, I mean, with China, they, you know, they get money from their government to run these companies. You know, their labor rates are, you know, say less than a dollar or two a day. We need, you know, the middle class was fine. My father did fine. We had a house, extra car, and a swimming pool. We got to grow that middle class again, and that helps our skilled trade workers. The tariffs will level the playing field and make our products more in line with the companies that we have in America. We want to be able to pay fair, good wages, have people have good income, have disposable income, so that they can grow in that middle class, which has been hit so hard, that blue-collar worker area. It'll level the playing field. You make, you know, tariffs on China, it raises the cost of their products they're selling us, and then we can make, you know, it'll cause us to have, for instance, we have only 10-plus steel mills in the United States anymore. We should have hundreds of steel mills. So it'll cause people to look at not only buying American, but building in America. So I do believe, you know, it'll cause people make change, difficult at first, but it'll make the necessary change that we need to grow this country.